AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. People were gathered last night at a New Orleans playground for a block party and video shoot when two groups in the crowd opened fire on each other. At least 16 people were wounded.
This event took place and a number of people were in the playground, several hundred people.
Police Superintendent Michael Harrison told WVUE-TV police were on their way to break up a big crowd at the playground when the gunfire erupted. Harrison says the shootout may have been gang-related. Eyewitnesses tell police the gunman ran away after the shootout. Attorneys from the Justice Department in Washington are going to investigate last week's fatal police shooting of a young black man in Minneapolis. Nakima Levy Pounds, president of the local chapter of the NAACP, says the police department's report of what prompted the fatal shooting of Jamar Clark differs from accounts of some witnesses.
From their perspective, Jamar was handcuffed by officers. He wasn't resisting. He was down on the ground when he was shot in the head, and they say that he was killed at the scene. So that's in stark contrast to some of the stories that have come out of the Minneapolis Police Department.
An attorney for the father of 12-year-old Tamir Rice, who was killed by a Cleveland police officer, says he expects this case to take a long time to work it through the judicial system.
We don't believe there'll be an indictment. We do believe that the dribbling out of information from the prosecutor through these expert witness reports is just an inoculation and a brace for the public for what we've seen before.
One of Europe's most wanted terrorists is still on the loose. Belgian prosecutors say Paris fugitive Salah Abdeslam is not among 16 people detained during 22 separate raids on Sunday. This is AP Radio News. The Midwest has become a deep freeze after the first major snowstorm of the season turned into ice that turned highways into skating rinks.
We had that snowstorm move out of the Midwest through the Great Lakes. And because of the deep snow cover we had in place from parts of the Dakotas through Iowa into Illinois, we saw morning low temperatures on Sunday below zero in some of those spots, between zero and five below in some parts of Iowa and Illinois.
Bruce Terry, the lead forecaster at the National Weather Service, says more storms are forecast in the West as Thanksgiving approaches.
By the time we get to the middle part of the week, the trough of low pressure will be out in the western U.S., and that's where we'll see the inclement weather, which will mean widespread snows, especially in the higher elevations, again, probably from the Rockies westward.
Heavy snow could affect air travel as well as ground travel. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.